Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We are on episode 150, baby. This is Dave, and on this episode, I'm going to be doing a solo review on Ali. That came out in 2001, starring Will Smith. I'm also going to talk about some cool movie news, movie rumors. Kevin Bacon is like kinda sorta linked to playing Freddy Krueger. I'll explain that a little bit, like I said. And I'm also going to touch on Arrival trailer. That's a movie, it's a sci-fi flick. It stars Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, Forest Whitaker. I want to touch on that a little bit. It looked interesting. So the first thing I'm going to tackle is Kevin Bacon and Freddy Krueger. Kevin Bacon is a fucking boss. I love Kevin Bacon. He's an acting legend to me. Super underrated. And who doesn't like Freddy Krueger? Who doesn't like Freddy Krueger? The only people who don't like Freddy Krueger are the super youngins who can't appreciate Freddy. Freddy's a horror icon, horror legend. And I grew up with Freddy. Freddy used to scare the shit out of me as a kid, and I loved Robert Englund as Freddy. Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, come on, man. Classic shit right there. But, so the link with Kevin Bacon is this. Apparently, a fan tweeted to Kevin Bacon, it would be cool for him to be Freddy in like a new Nightmare on Elm Street reboot, which they fucking rebooted it back in 2010 with Jackie Earl Haley. And I like that dude. He's kind of weird. He's weird looking. He's been in quite a few flicks. Very original guy. Kind of creepy looking. Like, no offense to him. Recently, he's starring in Preacher, AMC's Preacher. He's pretty good in that. He was also in, he played Horshack in Watchmen. Also in RoboCop, the RoboCop remake. So he tried to tackle the big task of taking the role of Freddy and throwing on the bladed gloves, and he didn't fucking work. Like he just didn't work, guys. Like, that's my opinion. Maybe it was bad directing, maybe it was bad writing, but the shit was a hot mess. It was a hot mess. It just didn't work. And that was that. So fast forward a little bit. Here we are. And like I said, a fan tweeted to Kevin Bacon that he would be cool to play Freddy. And Kevin Bacon actually responded. And, you know, he said that he likes that person's way, you know, their thought process, what they're thinking, basically. So it was a hint, man. You know, he seems down with playing Freddy. Now, the powers that be, hopefully, you know, they catch wind of this shit and they cast Kevin Bacon in a new Nightmare on Elm Street. How fucking sick would that be? Like, Kevin Bacon actually has legit acting chops to, you know, throw the bladed gloves on. Like, and he just has a certain swag to him. He can be an awesome villain. And, I mean, that was apparent in X-Men First Class. He was an awesome villain. He plays Sebastian Shaw, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't seen it in a bit, but Kevin Bacon was great in that. He's a great villain, and he's a legitimately awesome actor. He was also great as a villain in Hollow Man. Now, that movie was a little bit low budget, a little cheesy. I liked it, but again, he was a good villain in that movie. Now imagine Kevin Bacon as Freddy fucking Krueger. Full on makeup, updated effects, done well. Man, I'm salivating at the mouth right now. You guys salivating? Can you picture this? Kevin Bacon would be epic, and he's kind of wiry and lanky looking, so I think he'll fit the Freddy role great. Now can he pull out like an iconic laugh like Freddy? I don't know. Well, that has yet to be determined if they do go forward with this, but I really hope they do. I think it'll be awesome. And that's my little rant and excitement on Kevin Bacon and this whole Freddy Krueger rumor bullshit going on. hopping right to the next topic, I recently watched Ali again, the 2001 biofilm, Muhammad Ali, played by Will Smith. And I haven't seen it in years. Remember the first time seeing it, and I was blown away, man. I really enjoyed the movie quite a bit. I'm a Muhammad Ali fan. Rest in peace to the greatest ever. Make no mistake about it. He was the greatest boxer of all time. And cultural icon, world icon, just an amazing human being, indomitable spirit and will, fought for human rights. He's just, Muhammad Ali was just a special once ever human being, just special like that. And Will Smith took on the role to actually play him. And props to Will Smith, because back in the day, like in 2001, Will Smith was like just kind of coming into his own as far as being like a legitimate real actor. And you know, people didn't really take him super, super serious, but once he fucking killed the Ali role, that's it, man. That shit cemented him as a legitimate, amazing fucking actor, and rightfully so. You know, Will Smith, he killed it, man. He trained his ass off for the role. He approached it, you know, seriously, and tried his best. He gained crazy weight. I think he went up to like 230, 235, like somewhere around there. He was fucking brolic for the role. He really wanted to be a convincing, believable Ali. And Will Smith was a really charismatic dude. So he really nailed, Ali's charm and his charisma, in my opinion, and the little details like his facial expressions. You know, great movie. If you guys have not seen Ali, I do recommend it. I recommend fucking Ali if you weren't even somehow, like you, maybe like you're an alien or mentally handicapped or retarded or something. If you're not a fan of the real man, Muhammad Ali, you know, the movie's good, period. But if you're a fan of Muhammad Ali, you're going to really enjoy it. Now, to put things in perspective for you, this is how well Will Smith did. Will Smith was actually nominated for an Academy Award for Ali. Like I said, just great movie, very, very well done. Cool camera shots, like just has a cool feel to it. And the movie, it just, in my opinion, it just captured things. It just had like a great vibe. So I'm going to quit ranting on Ali. I'm just going to grade it. I'm going to give Ali, maybe some of you who've seen it probably think I'm fucking crazy for this grade, but I'm a big Muhammad Ali fan. And I think Will Smith did great. I thought the movie was good. I'm going to give Ali, for what it is, a bio flick. I'm going to give it a B+. Now, that's my opinion. To me, it's 100% worthy to own. And that's it, guys. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Wherever you can. Netflix, Redbox, Amazon Video, whatever. Check out the movie before you leave this earth. It's a pretty damn good flick. Moving on to the next topic. I'm going to talk about this film called Arrival. The trailer was just released. Is directed by, and I'm going to butcher this fucking dude's name, Denis Villeneuve. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He did Prisoners. He did Sicario. Both of those movies I love, and I absolutely fucking love Sicario. That's a great movie. Arrival stars Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner's in this, Forrest Whitaker. Renner's okay. Forrest Whitaker is an OG actor, definitely underrated, good actor. And this movie's going to be released November 11th of this year. That's a little bit of ways away. And the budget, this kind of scares me. The budget is only $50 million. Now, I say $50 million like $50 million is like chump change. No, it's not. But it's kind of slightly on the lower budget scale when it's like big screen. But there's been plenty of movies with like low, quote, lower budgets that have done really well. They've been made really well with the money that they had. And that's the shit that like confuses me sometimes. 'Cause like you'll have like a super big budget fucking movie, like $200 million, and the effects look like pure shit. Like, explain that one to me. Then you have a movie that has like a $10 million budget, and they fucking make the most of it. Like, they're, you know, smart with the, with camera tricks. You know, they don't show you like full on effects to expose the lower budget. They just do them well. And, there's a lot of kind of like things like, insinuated and effects just to like, enhance scenes, and they're done well. Or sometimes this happens too. You got flat out effects in your face of some creature or whatever with a movie with a lower budget, and they do a fucking awesome job. But you have a movie that has like a $250 budget, and like I said, the fucking effects look like hot shit with corn. Like, how do you even explain that? Like, what happened? What effects company did they use? Like, let's not use those people again. You know what I mean? But I saw I'm ranting right now. I saw the trailer to Arrival, and it looked interesting. It kind of reminded me of, Contact with Jodie Foster in a way. To me, this is like Contact 2016. That's pretty much what it looks like to me in a way. I like Amy Adams. I think Jeremy Renner is okay. I really like Forest Whitaker. I think Forest Whitaker is fucking awesome. He's really underrated, but back to the trailer itself. So it looks like, you know, from the trailer, aliens have arrived. We've made contact with them, and we don't really know how to communicate with them, and we don't know what their intentions are, if they want to like enslave us or like, you know, go to war with us. And Amy Adams is, I guess, appointed, you know, I don't know her rank or whatever in the film or in the trailer, but she's appointed to, you know, make contact with them and I guess try to decipher their language. And it looks interesting. It looks interesting. I'm not going to sit here and say like I was fucking blown away by it. I mean, does it look like it might be worth a ticket? It might be. I mean, it doesn't look bad. I usually have a good vibe with flicks, you know, with trailers and stuff like that. And I'm pretty spot on for the most part. Sometimes I get duped, like the RoboCop remake. That shit hoodwinked me, like totally fucking duped me. It wasn't really good at all. But the nostalgia factor pulled me into that one. Gil gave me a lot of shit for that one. But anyway, back to Arrival. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like a movie that I would check out if I was bored, like on a Sunday or something. It doesn't look bad. I'll definitely give it a go. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to fully commit and say I'm going to go to the theater to see it. We'll see what happens. But if you guys haven't checked out the trailer, go on YouTube, check it out. If you want to let us know what you think about it, just hit us up on our Twitter. You can email us realfiends@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page, and like, we want to hear what you guys got to say, what your opinions are on things. And that's kind of interesting to us. We'd love to see that feedback. But anyway, guys, that's the episode. It kind of was like movie news and a short movie review mixed. I promise Gil's going to get back on here. We're going to do our little duo thing. We're going to talk about, I think I mentioned this already, but the Vin Diesel Rock beef. And that's going to be really fucking funny to talk about. So, and we got some flicks to talk about. We got to do a review for Jason Bourne. So we got some fun episodes up ahead. Stay tuned. Thank you guys for the love and the support, for the following, for the subscriptions. We try to keep this shit entertaining for you and real. We're always going to kick you the lowdown, the real lowdown with flicks. You know, we're not like uptight old fucking movie critics. We're like regular guys. We're regular 9-to-5ers. You know, just like you listening. So stay tuned again. If this is your first time listening and you like the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes. That's freaking huge for us. Leave us feedback and follow us on social media. And that's it, guys. We'll be back with a new episode shortly. Until then, take care.